Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau, your host. Today's episode is a short one. I will be making some announcements I think you might be interested in. And some of you would have heard these announcements if you were at the Patreon-only event we had. Thank you for your support. So some of you would have heard me talk about the year that I've had. It's been an interesting one. There's definitely been some disappointment this year, and there's been some loss, and there's been some grief, and there's been some stress. And all of that led to some soul-searching, as those kinds of things should and often does. And so I've really thought long and hard this year, and I still continue to think long and hard about my role, my place, my future, what I'm doing, where I'm productive, where I'm valuable, if I'm still needed, all of those things. So those are the kinds of things, you know, just a couple small light questions I've been asking myself. You would have heard me say that the bad news is, you know, three of my books went out of print this year: The Vegan Table, Color Me Vegan, and Vegan's Daily Companion. My husband would say the only constant in this world is change, and it is true. They had a good run, and once they're sold out, and they might already be sold out over in bookstores and Amazon, they will not be reprinted. The good news is that the rights to all of the recipes were reverted back to me. So that is bad news, good news. The bad news is that the publisher of the 30-Day Vegan Challenge got bought by another publisher who didn't want the 30-Day Vegan Challenge, so this poor book has been orphaned again. The good news is I cannot let go, and another publisher has taken over this book. So that is still around and alive, but once those copies are sold, I probably don't have it in me to print more, and So it'll probably just remain the online program, and I'd love to redo that online program. So that's something I think about often. Bad news is it took 8 months with a not very competent developer, unfortunately, to build just Shopify. And so I didn't get my website. I don't have a website. I don't have a new WordPress website. But the good news is I hired another one. Fortunately, I had to double pay, and I have another developer to finish up and to build the WordPress site. So, you know, onwards and upwards, and we're doing that, and hopefully that will be done soon. Bad news is I wrote, gosh, so many iterations of a book proposal for what I was calling the Sustainable Table, a zero waste book, recipes and zero waste living, and just no publisher thought it was worthy of being published, which I don't agree with. And I don't know what the good news part of that is yet. Maybe the good news is that the right home hasn't been found yet, but I will still be producing, obviously, zero waste content here. Same with Animology. There were no takers for that book proposal. And I could say that maybe the book proposals were shite, but I don't think they were. I have agents who I work with, and they push me so hard to get these book proposals to the place where they think the book would be, you know, sellable. But there were no takers. So it's just been a really, really interesting year-ish. Obviously, all of us have experienced kind of weirdness because of COVID. You know, all of my talks were canceled. I had a book tour that was scheduled after The Joyful Vegan came out, and that got canceled. And that book really never took off, which is really a shame because I'm so proud of that book. And I just really hope you have picked up a copy. So that's The Joyful Vegan, How to Stay Vegan in a World That Wants You to Eat Meat, Dairy, and Eggs. The good news is that I started teaching online cooking classes because of COVID and because of all of that craziness. And here I am today still teaching those classes and continuing to do a lot more. I've done a lot in the last year. Sometimes it's really tempting for me to say I've done nothing, and I really don't feel valuable anymore. So there is definitely some of that. But when I look back on what I actually did, I'm very proud of that. Obviously, this podcast, I did speaking engagements online. I taught these cooking classes. I taught some workshops. Luckily, the trips have started again, and I've been able to connect people and produce content. And I continue to produce content that is hopefully heart-changing, life-changing, mind-changing. And that's what I'm hearing from people still. So I still have more in me, and I'm not going anywhere. I also wanted to make sure I was connecting the people and giving to the people who support my work something back that I don't think the people who support my work expect something back other than what I'm doing. And yet, the Patreon levels, they just hadn't been refreshed in years, and I wanted to refresh them. So that's something I spent some time on, and that's why I had this Patreon-only event, to just remind everybody that we're in this together, and here's what I think of when I think of, you know, why I do this work and that I can do this work. I thought for a minute of really kind of doing more influencer type content, and I have a lot of friends who are influencers who make a lot of money as influencers. And what that means is they're selling other people's stuff and they're making loads of money. And so I talked to a number of those friends, and I started the process, and I talked to some agents and I talked to some companies, and I have to be really honest, it's not for me. And so what that means and where that leaves me is, well, I can't do this work without there being some, you know, return in the value that I put out, right? And so my model has been all of this time, and maybe I'm wrong to say I shouldn't switch gears, but whenever I try to switch gears, it just doesn't feel right for me. And so my model has been to produce work that I think is valuable and sell it in the ways that you're able to, right? And sell books to a publisher, make nothing as the author, but sell the book to a publisher and, you know, just get the book out there. You know, what else? The classes, you know, that kind of thing. Anything I've ever done, I've always underpriced, but it enables me to at least continue to do this work and spend pretty much every day creating content that changes lives and hopefully saves animals. And so when I look at these different streams, the main one has been my supporters. It always has been. And so when I think about spending time creating content for somebody else and selling somebody else's stuff, products, services, what have you, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's not for me. I don't want to do that. I want to create the content that matters to me, that's meaningful to me, and that I know is meaningful to you. And what that means is value for value. And so the people who support my work, they're making it possible. The levels at the Patreon, you know, in the Patreon tiers, they start at $5 a month. They go up to $200 a month, and some people are in that, but most people are in lower tiers, and then there's some people in the middle. So what I decided to do was kind of revamp all of these levels and just create more community over there, create more connection over there. Thank everyone for helping me create content over there that creates more compassion in the world, and see where that gets us. And so I'm willing to do that, to just give this another shot before I don't know what. I don't know what the next phase in my life looks like, but I'm not ready to throw in the towel just yet. And so what I'm really doing here today is saying, if you listen to this podcast and you do value it, you could listen to me talk about someone's product that I'm going to try and sell you, or you can listen and say, I'm willing to give $5 a month to this podcast, to this work, because it pays for more than just the podcast. It pays for all of the expenses related to the videos that I create and the recipes that I develop and the software subscriptions that I have and the people I have to pay to create a website and to create graphics for me and all of those things that are involved in that. And so if you are willing to, you know, consider that $5, $10, $30 a month, whatever it is, there's still pennies a day. The value that comes from that, I can tell you, is immense. And so that's why I revamped the levels. And you can go take a look at patreon.com/ColleenPatrickGaudreau, and you can take a look at levels that you might want to join at or upgrade to, or if it's lapsed, to come back again and say, yeah, I want private monthly 30-minute calls with you, you and me, just one-on-one. Yeah, I would love a free pass to every live online cooking class. Yeah, I would love a new recipe from you every month. I would love a 60-minute intimate, private, ask me anything, open Q&A with me and everybody else in the level that gets that. That's, I think, $30 a month and above. Yeah, I'd love behind the scenes access to your life, Colleen. I don't know if I'm speaking as you or me anymore. There's bonus content. There will be exclusive quarterly podcast interviews with inspiring guests. It's going to be just for people at certain levels. There are, you know, discounts to the classes and discounts to products. There's early bird access to the trips, to the conferences, to the events, to whatever we do, to patron-only events. There's acknowledgement in the podcast. There's written transcripts to every podcast episode. So these are all some of the perks. And depending on the level you choose, you get some or all of these. And you get the awareness and the satisfaction to know that I'm still over here creating content that changes minds and changes hearts. And if that's what you want to support, then I really hope you come on board and join this community over here. In addition, I wanted to just announce some really fun things. There's gift cards now over at my store, so joyfulvegan.com. Because I'm still building the website, then maybe by the time you hear this, the website will be, well, it won't be by the time you hear this, but eventually you'll hear this and it'll be a new website. But if you just go to joyfulvegan.com and click over to where the classes are, that's the Shopify store, then you'll see the gift cards, you'll see private classes, you'll see personal one-on-one coaching. I'm doing private coaching with folks. You will see not only the on-demand classes in addition to the upcoming live classes, these are all online, you'll also see these recipe bundles. So I have a new bundle for Hanukkah. I have a new bundle for Thanksgiving. And these are recipes that do not exist in any other on-demand classes. The only one might be the challah. I have a challah. You could just buy the challah recipe, or you can get the packet. And these are little mini ebooks. And that's the benefit of now having the recipes back in my copyright. They're mine. I can do with them what I want. So go check out all of those things. The holidays are coming up. These are wonderful ways to support me as a vegan entrepreneur, as a vegan business owner, and there are ways to give wonderful gifts to friends and family and yourself. So sign up for an online class, give a gift card to someone else for an online class, give a gift card to someone for for a private class or what have you. There's just so many different options. The other thing I wanted to let you know is that the Italy trips are now 100% confirmed. These are the 2023 Northern Italy and Tuscany trips. Tuscany is 3/4 filled. Northern Italy is half filled, but we are at the place where we can run these trips 100%. So if you go over to joyfulvegantrips.com and you sign up for these trips, I can tell you for sure, unless there's some crazy pandemic or something that happens, which that's crazy. That's never going to happen. These trips will happen unless there's a pandemic. So Northern Italy, they're both in June. Some people sign up for both. The benefit of signing up for both is, well, you get 3 weeks of Italy, maybe even a little less than 3 weeks, but you get Italy and you also get, we pay for your night, your one night of a hotel in Milan for you to bridge between Tuscany and Northern Italy. And then we pay for that train ride for you. So consider signing up for both, but either way, these are fabulous trips and you'll meet fabulous people. We have some people, you might be listening, we have some people who are thinking of coming to Northern Italy a second time because of the people they met in Tuscany who are going to Northern Italy. So when I say the connections happen on these trips, I am not exaggerating. I'm actually going to release a couple special podcast episodes, little bonus episodes, if you want to call them that. We did a podcast with some of our travelers, and we talked about these trips, and we did it on the World Vegan Travel podcast. So I thought it would be fun to share that with you over here on Food for Thought, just as a little bonus. And what else can I say? That's it. I am here for you. I am doing this work because it's what I've always done. It's what I've always known. It's what I have seen creates shifts in people's lives, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can. And I'm just asking for your support to continue doing that. That support can come in any of the ways I just named, and all of that helps immensely. It enables me to continue doing this work, and it actually gives you back what is valuable. It's value for value. You will be hearing about some affiliate relationships. You've been hearing about them for years. I'm never going to stop talking about companies and products that I think you would love to know about, but that's still very different than my model being based on selling you stuff. Like, that's just not what I'm looking to do. And so in the meantime, value for value, thank you for supporting this work, and thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing, and thanks for sharing. And if you want to take a couple minutes to go leave a rating and review, just wait. I've got some pretty awesome, I think, content coming up. I shared some of them with the supporters in the event. We've got animal cave art. We've got fasting and holidays, forest bathing, losing a companion animal, memorials to animal protectors, barbed wire fencing, pearls, ritual slaughter, hormone replacement therapy, different horse issues, how to talk about animal issues and be persuasive. Lots to say, lots to talk about. I've got lots more to say. Until I don't. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Gaudreau. Thanks for listening.